Hi, it's Fake News Phil coming to you from deep inside the Soviet states of America again. So today I want to dive into this Oklahoma City bombing a little more, like I've done in previous videos, because I was alive when this happened. I remember it happening, and I was convinced for 27 years that people died. People would say that nobody died at Oklahoma City. I would say that they're a lunatic. I would say you're crazy. But you see, it happened 27 years ago in 1995, and we go back and look at the as it happened video from the local news station, and it just looks cheesy. This is 1995 special effects, cheesy gore. Nobody's missing their arms or legs. Everybody's got a head injury. They got cheap gauze wrapped around everyone's head. We should be seeing arms and legs in the street, people with missing limbs. But here's the as it happened at the triage area, and it's just a bunch of crisis actors. And it's really insulting. And, as these events get older, they get more cheesy looking. It's like when the movie King Kong came out, everybody thought the gorilla looked real. But as that movie got older, you could just see the cheesy stop motion special effects. And it's the same with these old psyops they do. As the older they get, the easier it is to see how fake they look. So, and I'm going to practice my screen share with the video here. We are going to. This is Oklahoma City bombing as it happened. Let me try to get my
Oklahoma
audio.
City. This morning, this happened luckily right after rush hour. If there's any good luck to this at all, you were
Hopefully,
immediately
my
to the
audio
scene
is
and saw what
balanced.
happened. That's right. The witnesses that we talked to, they said that they heard the explosion a little bit after 9 o'clock.
These are the ripped shirt twins.
The
These
guys
guys
were
kept
from on
walking
ahead, and
back and
I
forth
got
in front of the
down through
camera.
the
They got
downtown
these cheesy
area
ripped
at
shirt.
about
This is
10 hours.
dabbing woman.
You will
They kept
see
dabbing her
exactly
face, but
what we
this woman
saw
is
as soon
not
as we got
injured.
there. This was taken at the 6th Street and Robinson area. They set up triage there. Literally
There's nothing
hundreds
under
of
that blanket.
people
They
being
just put a bunch of
taken
blankets
into
on a gurney.
ambulances, those who are critically injured. The
Here's
ambulance
a woman
drivers
with a head
say they
wound, and
were
that's fake
still
blood on this
on
guy's shirt.
site. There were
Look at
medical
that fake blood
personnel
on that
from
guy's
home
shirt.
health care, from different hospitals.
And
There's
this
another
woman
man being
here,
rushed,
she's not missing any arms
down.
and legs.
One
They
recent
poured
death
fake
that's in
blood
the
on
neighborhood.
her.
This is something that you certainly don't ever hope to have to report on. That is true. I mean, as we walked up, I could not believe what was happening. You really couldn't believe your eyes, and you especially couldn't believe that it was actually happening here in Oklahoma City. And at this point, the governor has called in.
So, do you hear what she said right there? She said, you couldn't believe your eyes and you couldn't believe that it happened in Oklahoma City. She just told you that you shouldn't believe this. But we did, didn't we? We believed what we saw on TV because Americans believe everything they see on TV. But these people always use this kind of language. They always tell you, you can't believe your eyes. And yet we still do, don't we? Because that's how dumb Americans are. This was a TV production. This Oklahoma City was a TV studio Hollywood production. Let's continue.
For the National Guard to come in and help in this situation, and a lot of emergency crews in. But Wanda, can you describe what that looked like from down on the ground closer? It really looked like somebody had just taken a scoop and just scooped out the entire front of the new federal office building. From the top to the bottom on the, I don't remember what side of the building it is. It is the entire front of the building, and it is facing the north side. That was just totally blown away. Earlier, we saw pictures of cars, parking lot right next to that. Cars were just of another possible bomb scare, and that's.
I lived in Los Angeles in 1971 during a major earthquake,
Notice the hands are clean.
and this
There's no
is
blood on this
far
police officer's
worse than
hands.
anything I saw at that point.
it's hard to for us to look.
Notice
at
the
it,
inside of the building is clean. We should see blood splatter everywhere inside that building.
Really, this is
see these pillars? They're perfectly clean. There's no blood splatter. There's not a speck of blood in that entire building. Look at this head wound. See, they put some gauze around this guy's head. Everybody got head wounds.
There were people like this, just devastated, physically hurt.
Another head wound. Another head wound. Everybody got a head wound.
It still does. And there's very little that any of us could do to help. So do your job.
This is one of the first pictures Phil took.
Now this, we'll see this again. This is a mannequin. The head bounces up and down.
Probably just jumped out right there.
You don't see it right there, but the head bounces up and down.
At that point, you'd heard, I'm sure.
It's a rubber mannequin. This woman, she's not missing any arms and legs.
What building until Phil ran out.
Here's another head wound. Here's another head wound. They poured some fake blood on his shirt. And this woman here, they got a neck brace on her, but she's got all of her arms and legs. This woman has full mobility. They poured fake blood on her.
They were not in the federal building, but in nearby buildings, such as the water resource.
This guy's shoulder is fine. Look at it. They're bandaging. His shoulder is fine. He's not injured.
And so you can see how they are injured. So we can only imagine what those people.
Yeah, this, what you're looking
here's
at
here
the is a
broken nose twins. Mark.
There's a large building in between. Yes, large building.
See, both these guys have broken noses.
Where this is, and you can see all the windows blown.
Their bodies are intact.
It's incredible.
Timothy McVeigh was a genius. Timothy McVeigh designed a bomb that would only attack people's heads. Amazing. He's a genius.
We're warning people to stay away from the downtown emergency personnel. I believe he said they have around 300 Anthony's. Three psychiatrists of those are children. Eight people dead, six.
Closer to it, you can see light through and through. And
here's more footage of the inside of the building. As you can see, that it's spotless, not a drop of blood to be seen. We were told that 168 people were killed and 700 people were injured. That's a high casualty rate. Yes, we should see blood inside that building. Absolutely. We see zero blood inside that building.
All of them coming in trying to help move the west corner of that. Now, I would.
Emergency number that they're asking you if you can. The people here have been volunteering. It's right. All right, we told them to step off away so they couldn't continue their. The
here's a head. See it bounce?
At the triage unit is about
that's a mannequin. See this kid? This kid is perfectly healthy. This kid is crying because these crazy adults are putting fake blood on him. This woman, again, they got the fake blood on her cheek. She's got all of her arms and legs. Don't worry, she's fine. These rescue workers, all their hands are clean. There's not a speck of blood on these rescue workers.
We called it around here the new federal building.
No blood, not a speck of blood to be seen. This is cheesy.
It's been there for some time, but to us, it's the new federal building.
Here's the Ripped Shirt Twins. They just kept walking back and forth in front of the camera. These guys here, they just kept walking back and forth in front of the camera. Here's another head injury, another head wound. Because head wounds are the easiest injury to fake.
In the area. Barbara, where are you? And tell us what you know.
Jennifer, we're at 5th in Oklahoma. We're at one of the triage areas, and they are gathering up equipment and supplies, getting ready to treat the victims that will be brought here. With me now is Mike Tucci. He's with IMSA. What are you guys doing at this point?
At this point in time, we have a crew that's down at the building itself doing search and rescue with fire department, sheriff, and highway patrol all coordinating down there. They're going to try and load up anybody that they find.
Look at all these nurses. Their hands are clean, not a speck. These people should be covered in blood. They're doing a drill. This is, you are watching a drill.
Volunteers from hospitals all over the city area, all over outlying areas. We have several ambulance services, fire departments, numerous help.
What have you seen so far in terms of types of injuries? What are you expecting? That kind of thing.
Well, they're starting to do the search and rescue and extrication from the building. So this is probably where we're going to see most of our fatalities and serious injuries, because there are people trapped under rubble and that were there at the blast that hopefully they're alive, but there's no telling.
There's nobody in that building. He's lying. That building was empty.
To make our job easier is just keep the area clear is basically all I can say. I don't know what they need us in supplies, blood, whatever, but we have all our supplies that we need for right now. But
he has all the supplies that he needs. He doesn't need any blood. Well, now we know why, right? Because nobody's injured.
Like this. It's tough for people out here.
Sure. Most people don't ever see this. And, I mean, unfortunately, we see it every day. Nothing like this, but we see quite a bit every day. So we're more immune to this stuff.
This is amazing.
When I showed up down here, it was like, I didn't think it was as bad as it was. And I showed
up. Okay, all these hands are clean. None of these rescue workers have blood on them. Another intact body. He's got all of his arms and legs. He wasn't in that building.
Thank you very much for your time.
Here's the head brace, the neck brace woman. She's fine.
Thank you, Barbara.
Just because they put a neck brace on somebody doesn't mean shit.
If you are at home watching and you are desperately trying to get information on a relative or
Here, look at this fake blood on the back of this girl's shirt. She's fine. Look here, more head wounds. Timothy McVeigh was a genius. Here we go, another perfectly fine woman with some fake blood on her.
These people are hurting, but perhaps the pain they feel is going to come later. Right now, they just can't even believe.
Here's a fake blood shirt. See that guy? He just kept walking around. He just kept walking around in front of the camera. And here, this guy's perfectly fine. He's talking. They poured some fake blood on him. Look at this bandage. Look at this joke. I mean, this is cheesy.
About 15 miles away, I think. And the windows there rattled.
And here's Dabbing Woman. See, here's Dabbing Woman. They kept carrying her back and forth in front of the camera. Wake up. This is Hollywood. This is scripted.
Rattling, shaking. It sounded like someone was trying to break in. I mean, it was a very odd feeling. Are we going to go now to Barbara? Okay, we're going to go to Cherokee, who has some information for viewers.
Look at these kids. These kids are just scared from these adults are scaring these kids. These people should be ashamed of themselves. All these people should be arrested for scaring these kids like this. Here's another kid with fake blood on her head. They put fake blood on kids' heads. And here's this guy. See, with the fake blood on his face? He's perfectly fine. He's a freaking actor.
Kids that were brought out of the Alfred P. Murrah building. Cherokee? Yes, there are two daycare centers there. There was the one inside the.
They said that also the daycare center. They traumatized us by telling us that children were killed. All the children are fine.
What we were seeing, that videotape was
nobody died. They used children as stage props. They should be
children in that daycare.
This woman should be arrested. Everyone involved in this fake event should be arrested. But of course,
because of some of the injuries,
we live in a communist state, so they don't get arrested. People like me who expose this stuff, I'm the one who's going to get arrested. That's how this world works.
It was just an incredible scene. But we are with Doris Jackson. She was inside the YMCA. Several floors, the upper floors of the building, I understand, collapsed. And there are lots of children inside. Tell me what you saw this morning.
See this bus back here? That's the bus that brought in the crisis actors.
Some of them had glass in their head, their forehead.
All the children had glass in their head.
Workers in there bleeding at the head. People just hurt everywhere.
How come this woman didn't see any arms and legs and bodies blown apart? All she talks about is people had glass in their head. Everybody had a head wound. No, that's not what happens in a bombing.
And when I got where I could see, I was on my knees crawling. I crawled up under the tables and stuff, and someone found me and got me out. And I went upstairs, and babies and stuff was everywhere. And
babies was everywhere.
Workers and residents lived there, and it was just a mess. People was everywhere.
There's so much concern for and about the children. What kind of injuries did you see? Were there serious injuries?
Yes, I've seen two. Particularly, one baby had glass in his head. And,
got glass in his head.
It was like, you know, bleeding everywhere and cut everywhere, glass and stuff. And a girl worked with me. She was outside doing the windows, and the glass just blew right into her face.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Brown.
What about the arms and legs and torsos that you should have seen?
No, I'm very shaken.
Yeah.
I just thank God, you know, and I'm really sad for the people that's, you know, injured. And
so, anyway, you get the gist of it. you can watch all the videos from Oklahoma City and you'll see the fakery, all the victims' family. They fake cry. There's no real tears. Actors. The SSDI, the Social Security Death Index, shows no deaths in Oklahoma City that day. Interesting. So now you see how they did it. And this is how they do all these events. Because you live in a Soviet state. This is communism before your eyes. It's been here ever since World War II. We helped the commies win. And now we're immersed in it on a daily basis. This latest shooting at Walmart that happened yesterday. This latest shooting that happened at Club Q. It's all fake. Sandy Hook was fake. Columbine was fake. Las Vegas was fake. They did the exact same thing. They brought in crisis actors with fake blood at Las Vegas. It's the oldest trick in the book. And the Jews have been doing it for many decades. I can trace it back to 1939 when they put fake blood on girls in a potato field in Poland. And they blamed it on evil Luftwaffe pilots. But as you can clearly see, if you look at those photos, those girls aren't dead. This was in 1939. Casimira Mika, Julian Bryan was the photographer, a Jewish photographer, and he perpetrated the whole event. So they've been doing this trick for 80 years at least, and it still works because you believe what you see on TV. Turn off your TV and start looking, thinking with your critical mind. That's the only way we're going to get out of this mess. It will happen, whether you like it or not. All humanity will wake up. Whether it be in my lifetime or not, I don't know. But we're trying to hurry it along, doing my little best, whatever little bit I can do. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll bum you out again on another subject next time. But it's not really depressing when you learn the truth. It's actually, it frees you. If you want to be free, you learn the truth. And it's a heavy burden to know the truth, but it still frees you. So let's do some more. We'll chip away at the stone. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you again.